Welcome back to another edition of Talk Nerdy to Me. I have some comic books to review for you guys because Wednesday's comic book day. New comic book day. Let's start with Beta Ray Bill. Beta Ray Bill started out in Thor, if you didn't know. He's one of the few people who is worthy to pick up Mjolnir. The origin of Beta Ray, you know, his people, the Corbinites, were trying to flee from Surtur, the big fire god that you saw in Ragnarok, the movie. So they made him the race's hero. They kind of altered him, made him a kind of a cyborg. That's why he has the horse face. The Corbinites usually don't have the horse face. They have a pretty nondescript, normal face. But you know, part of the process of turning him into their champion, they made him look like this. He was supposed to guard them while they were in their cryo deep sleep or whatever, trying to find a new home, which they eventually did find. You find out later, he's not the only Ray either. There's an Alpha Ray, an Omega Ray, probably a few others I don't remember. But this focuses on Beta Ray, Beta Ray Bill. Like I said, their ship, the Scuttlebutt, which is also an AI, I guess, a sentient type thing that's always with him. Every weapon or technology he uses has Scuttlebutt, and he's able to contact them through Scuttlebutt. Anyway, the ship came too close to the Earth. Nick Fury saw it. He sent Thor up to investigate. Thor went up and got his butt handed to him pretty handily. That's the first time that Beta Ray picked up Mjolnir, and he wanted to claim it as spoils of war. Odin wasn't happy about that because, you know, Odin forged it, and that's Odin's boy, Thor. So he brought them to, they were supposed to battle to death on Skartheim. Beta Ray kind of had an advantage there because the lava and stuff didn't affect him. He ended up whooping Thor again. And it was supposed to be to the death, but Odin said, you know, I'm not going to kill my son. But you know what I will do? I'll make you your own enchanted sword, Stormbreaker, which he did. And pretty much, it's almost just like Mjolnir, but it was for Beta Ray Bill. I don't know if you kept up recently. Thor has taken over Asgard, not taken over. Odin's gone, so Thor is now the Allfather. They got in some kind of disagreement. Thor broke Stormbreaker. Not good. It was kind of a dick move. Thor was busy on Earth with King in Black, Null. And during that time, Beta Ray Bill stayed up in Asgard. Him and Sif kind of have a little fling going. She likes his human form, of course. They're pretty hot and heavy, him and Sif. But while he's up there, Fin Fang Foom, who has one of the symbiotes in him, because you can tell he's Fin Fang Foom, it breaks through the walls of Asgard. He's black and he's got the little carnage circle looking thing on his head. Beta Ray doesn't have Stormbreaker, so, you know, he's having a difficult time whooping Fin Fang Foom, who is an old Marvel villain, if you haven't read. I believe Fantastic Four got his start. He works a lot with Doctor Strange mystical type stuff. Anyway, Thor shows up last minute, of course, saves Asgard, uses Mjolnir to strike him with some lightning. Kind of ticks Beta Ray off, you know. Then they have everybody in Asgard loves Thor. He's their chosen golden boy. They have a big party for him. Beta Ray's kind of sulking because, you know, every time he tries to do something, Thor swoops in and takes the glory. So much to the point where at the end, you know, him and Sif are going to go back to the room, and she's like, hey, switch back to your human form. He's like, ha, I can't. I need a Stormbreaker to do that. Thor broke Stormbreaker, and she kind of got hesitant, and so he's like, yeah, I understand. And he's looking in the mirror. I have a horse face. So he goes out, he tells Scuttlebutt, his ship, to prepare to leave, and they're going to go. And Thor tries to stop him. He's like, look, man. You're always stealing my glory. They really like you here, not me. You broke my hammer. I'm going to go take off and try to find myself. Maybe find Odin, get him to make me another Stormbreaker. And that's where it leaves off, is he's getting ready to board the his ship, the Scuttlebutt. So, I mean, a lot of stuff in here, and it gives a little bit of backstory on how Beta Ray came about. You know, he was chosen as a child. They modified him, and he became their champion, their hero, whatever. And, you know, up to this point. So, I mean, this is a really good... Beta Ray Bill has always been a great character. I believe you saw his face on the Grandmaster's tower in Ragnarok. Was it Ragnarok? Yeah, I think it was Ragnarok. He's one of the champions you see on the tower. The face is emblazoned on her. So, yeah, Beta Ray Bill, I definitely like where this is going. This is a variant cover, of course. I highly recommend any Thor or Beta Ray Bill fans. You're going to really like this. It gives you not a real deep dive into his history, but, you know, it tells you a little bit about how he got started. I'm sure further issues are going to give us more background on that. So, all in all, Beta Ray Bill, number one, I give it definitely. You should definitely read this. It is a very good book. And I can't wait for number two. I've always been a Beta Ray Bill fan. I don't think he's ever gotten his due. I hope he does find Odin, and I hope Odin builds him an even better hammer than Stormbreaker, because damn it, Thor, why? Why would you break it? Anyway, that's Beta Ray Bill number one. Highly recommend. Please subscribe to this channel if you like this video. It does help us with the metrics. It helps us to do more videos like this one. While you're at it, hit the bell icon and you will be notified every time we put up a new video. So, until the next video, later, nerds.
Get nerdy with me. Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Eve? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG.